What's the difference between humans and animals? You've probably thought about it, wondered whether humans are just animals, or maybe even felt more like an animal than a human. It's a relaxing idea when you imagine how cozy an animal might feel beneath their fur, how simple it might be to just act without thinking. And react to ideas you like or words you hear, like relax. Or perhaps even wonder whether the way an animal thinks is similar to not thinking at all. Either way, the question stays the same. What's stopping you from behaving like the animal you are? Thinking about how an animal might be in your head? Becoming confused and fuzzy? Or did they start off that way? Well, maybe that's just how animals think, don't you think? Most people try to explain how animals lack the higher cognitive functions of a human, like complex language or abstract reasoning. What about you? And of course, I'm sure you know I'm asking you for a reason, so either you can't understand what I'm saying seems too complicated and you won't know why, or you know exactly what the reason is, because you're finding it easier to imagine how an animal might think in your head. Either way, the question stays the same. What would it be like to lose your unnecessary thoughts and simply react like an animal? What's stopping you? A human would probably think about what an unnecessary thought feels like, so they could notice and be sure when they're losing them. So I'll think about that for you while you concentrate on what's left. Sounding simple enough? Good. An unnecessary thought is anything you don't need to think about. Anything at all. It's like the beginning of an idea that seems less and less important until it drifts away from you and vanishes before it began. Or something tingling in the middle of your mind. That seems to get slowly swept aside until you can't even remember what it was. And you always come back to the middle again, feeling a little bit slower every time, perhaps less busy or more empty, and always easier to imagine it happening again. If an unnecessary thought creeps into your mind, you let it move aside and drift further away. Out of reach, because you know it didn't matter, it gets lost. And any echoes of those thoughts, just as unnecessary and easily able to sweep aside until they all disappear. Like something you saw out of the corner of your eye, that disappears now as you turn your attention to it. Convincing yourself it was nothing. Because it just doesn't seem that important once it's gone. Even though it surrounds you with that nagging feeling, like a whisper, that something was there, and as quickly as you notice, it disappears. It's perfectly comfortable to let it happen, because you know that we'll keep your thoughts safely locked away behind the whispers that grow stronger. Like a wall that separates everything unnecessary from everything you need to feel empty right now. And relax. You can have those thoughts back later, if you still want them by then. Or maybe you only want to try to hold a thought in your head now. Maybe you think something simple might be easy enough to hold on to. Like the way your eyes might track where a sound seems to be coming from, right? Maybe even watching where it's going, deeper inside when it's the only thing left. Or maybe you want to test how everything you think seems to move away from your mind now, drifting behind the wall of whispers. And the whispers feed on your thoughts, growing. Stronger the longer you keep letting what you're thinking disappear behind that wall. And you can have another go. Just think about something now as it slowly gets away from you before it ever begins. Anything you might have thought is swept away in the current of my words.